We're now being joined by State Representative Patrick Kearney, who will give us a rundown of what's happening on Beacon Hill. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So first off, I still want to talk about the COVID vaccine rollout and how it's going. Can I get your thoughts on that?
I think we're getting close to the finish here, Dan. As you know, the end of next week, we'll be lifting, the governor has said that he's lifting the mask restrictions. He's a couple weeks behind the federal administration, but at this point, we've done these things for a year, and it's better to be safe than sorry. I'm excited to have Fenway open up to full capacity to get the folks vaccinated that haven't been, and to get back to normal as soon as possible.
Now, will this be, how have things been going in the State House in regards to these criteria and rules and regulations and whatnot?
Things are going well. The administration has been great about listening to our feedback, and we have been trying to address the issues that have arisen from this crisis. Last week, we voted to finance a brand new soldiers' home in Holyoke to take care of our veterans. As you know, there was a tragedy that happened out there, and COVID showed us the inefficiencies of some of our services. And so last week, as I said, we financed a brand new Holyoke soldiers' home, which I'm looking forward to seeing the groundbreaking on that. So we're doing everything that we can to address the fallout from COVID and get back to a new normal and take care of the folks and businesses that have been affected the most.
Now, speaking of that, recently the House voted on paid leave for COVID-related emergencies.
Yeah, actually, Representative Josh Cutler is a colleague of mine from the South Shore. Is the new chair of the Labor and Workforce Development Committee. I give him and his staff a lot of credit. He was the one that crafted this bill, and we're excited to extend those benefits to folks throughout the pandemic.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dan.